Welcome to the Space Show. I believe you have been working on a satellite called Waratah Seed.
Yes, exactly. So we started work on Waratah Seed 4 years ago, and it was launched last year in August and has now been in space for 15 months.
So, a lot of satellites, small satellites especially, are dead on arrival for various reasons. Your one was not.
No, exactly. We were very lucky. We actually had the first signals from our satellites just 5 hours after launch. So launch was planned to be at 4 a.m. Australian time. So we all got up very early and got together on a Zoom call and watched the launch on the SpaceX live stream. And then a couple hours later, I met my colleague at the university, and we sat next to our ground station and listened in when the satellite first came overhead. There it was, and that was very exciting.
Waratah Seed was a rideshare mission, a bit like catching the bus. What were some of the payloads on board for experiments?
Yeah, so we had payloads from industry partners and universities on board, a total of 9 payloads. A GNSS receiver, that was the first time that that team from UNSW actually got data from a receiver they launched, and they've done that for 10 years before.
And GNSS is?
The Global Navigation Satellite System, so GPS. There was a thermal management payload from the University of Technology, Sydney. That used a novel type of 3D printed heatsink, in which they also injected a phase change material, which prolongs the time you can use your electronics potentially. That was the main result from their test. That was our 2 main payloads, and then we had 7 secondary payloads. 5 of them came from a payload competition that we ran at the very start of the project. These were all sponsored, so they had to, the price for their payload space was reduced, and all those 5 payloads came from startups from Sydney. One of them was a Space Edge computer, so that was for AI in space. There was a payload that was testing mechanical sensors, touch sensors, that could be used on robotic arms in the future in space, because you need some sort of force feedback, how strong you grip things. There was one payload that was testing like biodegradable materials for their use in space, if they the radiation environment or the harsh environment of space has any impact on them. The other 2 were solar panel payloads. Yeah. So one of them came out of the University of Sydney, a spin-out called Europa Power. They're doing perovskite cells. It's a new type of solar cell. They could potentially be deposited on any thin layer of any material, in a very thin layer, so it's very flexible. They're at the moment not as efficient as the triple junction cells that normal satellites are using, but they can be. There's research going into that to make them as efficient, and they're very cost effective compared to the current cells. And then the other experiment came out of UNSW, a spin out. It's called Extraterrestrial Power. They're using standard silicon cells, which is the same that we use on terrestrial applications. And then we had 2 more payloads. One is from another startup called Deneb Space. It's a magnetorquer. It's based on a PhD work from a student at UCID. It is a electropermanent magnetorquer, which is more efficient than conventional ones. And then last but not least, we had an experiment from our own team at Quava, which was a electron density and debris instrument. So that measures the plasma environment around the satellite to detect, first of all, plasma waves, but also what it can detect is if a small particle, submillimeter particle, hits our spacecraft, there's going to be a small plume of of particles ejected, which would be detectable in the radiation.
With that long list of payloads, it sounds like you had a huge satellite, but...
It was only the size of a shoebox. Yeah. Yeah, so most of the experiments were fairly small. So the standard was... the average payload was really just one PCB, 10 by 10 centimeters, and like 2 centimeters high. That's what they... The measurements that we gave the teams, they had to work with. But they all did a great job to fit the experiments inside of those constraints and do some very valuable science and get results for their startups, commercialize their products.
That's why they call it micro electronics.
Yes, the micro is really in there. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell us about the satellite?
What is this to say? I mean, there's so much more to say that probably could fill hours of this show, depending on the questions and directions you want to ask. Something specifically...
For example, why was the name Waratah Seed chosen? Obviously something to do with New South Wales?
Yes, exactly. So Waratah Seed was New South Wales... sponsored by the government of New South Wales. So it was the New South Wales Space Qualification Mission, or Pilot Space Qualification Mission. So the first of its kind, and the most ambitious rideshare project to help the startups that were on board of our satellite to gain the space heritage, because that's really the first thing, or the most important thing you need to be able to sell anything in the space industry, is you need to show that you actually can build stuff that works in space. And then only people will buy it. Otherwise, you can say your product is better than anything else, but if you haven't flown it, nobody will buy it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
Thanks for having me.